Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I got to do what I can to get to Jim Bowden right now. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He joins us right now from CBS Sports. Excuse the coughing. Jason has
I shut the mic off. What else do you want?
Excuse the coughing, Jim. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jim Bowden joins us from The Athletic as well. Again, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So buyers or sellers, I don't know if we could say that sort of thing anymore with the second wild card, but if you were the Guardians, what moves would you be willing to make at the trade deadline here as we are just about over a month away?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are buying. We have a really fun race, right, in terms of the wild card race in the American League. I mean, everyone outside of the White Sox and Athletics have a legitimate chance of making the playoffs. And so the presidents and the GMs are just as important as the players will be in the month of July, because it's who can help their team the most in the trade front. And it's going to be a challenging trade front, because it's not going to be a seller's buyer's trade front. It's going to be contender to contender trades that have to be made here, because number one, the sellers don't have a lot to sell. And number two, everybody thinks they're in it. And so there are not a lot of people shopping players. So, you know, if you're the Guardians, I think it's pretty duh that they need offense, right? I mean, they're 25th in Major League Baseball in terms of runs scored. And I think a corner power bat would be perfect for this team. And it's not going to be easy to get because not a lot of them are available, but you still got to find a way.
Who's the biggest name you think it's going to get dealt at the deadline?
I think, Rafael Devers. Oh, I was right.
Yeah. There you go.
You meant after Devers. I get it. I think it's going to be Sandy Alcantara, even though I don't think Peter Bendix is motivated right now to move him. And I think Peter, if he does move him, is going to get the trade return that he thinks he'll get when he's completely back to form. And if he doesn't get that, then I think he'll hold him, let him finish strong, and maybe look at it again in the offseason. But I think he is the biggest name, probably after Devers, that's going to get dealt.
Jim Bowden joining us here on the show. So what would you do with Stephen Kwan if you were the Cleveland Guardians?
I mean, I don't think Stephen Kwan's a problem. I love Stephen Kwan.
Some people say, I'm sorry, is he untouchable this season for the Cleveland Guardians? I should have worded that better. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't think anyone's untouchable except for Maris.
Thank you.
You know? I mean, I think everyone can be available, but I mean, you know, I love Stephen Kwan. I mean, anytime you have a Gold Glove left fielder that hits 300 and steals 25 bags or whatever he's going to finish with this year and doesn't get caught, he's a winning player. And he would be better if there was more juice in the middle. The problem is you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know you miss Josh Naylor a lot, right? And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
As somebody who sat in that chair and had to make these decisions, how do you view what the Guardians have done? I'm going to say over the last 4 or 5 years, they had this glut of prospects a few years ago where all we talked about was this 40-man roster crunch and how they're going to find room for everybody. And it feels like they could never identify who they wanted to build around and who were trade pieces. And it turns out none of them were that great when you talk about the glut of middle infielders they have. How do you evaluate how they have handled their organization the last 4 or 5 years in terms of just prospects and identifying who to keep and who to move on from?
I mean, I think they've done an excellent job, to be honest. And I think that's why they've had the success rate that they've had. I mean, they've had to make difficult decisions over the years, and yet they're always in contention despite doing it, right? You don't really have that ever, that complete rebuild. And so the other thing we have to keep in mind, too, is that, you know, we all want prospects to perform as soon as they get to the big leagues, right? And, as soon as they get there, because we look around, we see some of the young superstars that do it immediately. But we have to keep in mind there's a reason why all the algorithms in the front offices say your prime years are 25 to 30. And so I would always sit there and do the math before we make a conclusion about some of these young prospects. I would say, are we in the 25 to 30 range yet? Because if you're not, then maybe we're prejudging and maybe we're not giving them enough time to develop. I mean, this is a day and age where the technology and the analytics are such that players can improve more drastically than ever before if they have the right teachers and the right information and have the ability to adjust. So I think we all have to be a little bit careful before we come to conclusions, right? I mean, you take Jeremy Pena, the shortstop of...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Astros, you know, I think the potential was always there. But this particular year, he's figured it out,
yep.
Right? And
yep.
He's been the best shortstop in the league. There was a lot of people that questioned how much Jacob Wilson was going to hit when five players were taken in front of him. He may end up being the best player in that draft class. And what he's doing for the Athletics is incredible. So, I think we got to have patience. You know, it's like the Guardians' first-round pick. I love Travis Bazana. I think he's going to hit. I think he's going to be a star. But it's hard when you're looking up and you're seeing Jack Caglione and Nick Kurtz hit bombs,
yep.
Right? And you're sitting there saying, well, I could have had him. But, I mean, Travis is 22 years old. And, again, I think a lot of times we just jump to conclusions when we need to have more patience.
Can we really get Luis Robert in this town? Can we really trade for him?
I think you can. You know, I think it's always a challenge financially. I think the question is, do you want Luis Robert? I don't think it's an easy answer. You know, I talked to a lot of GMs about Robert, and the conclusion that we all come to is that the tools are exactly what we think they are, right? I mean, 2 years ago, we saw him hit 38 homers and steal 20 bags. We've seen him win a Gold Glove. We've seen him in the All-Star game. We've seen him really good. But we also have seen him not hit the last year and a half. We've also seen him appear bored at times. We don't look at him as a grinder, and we wonder how bad he wants it. And then on the flip side, we can look at it and say, yeah, how would you like to be losing every single night? How would you like to be on a non-competitive team where no one can hit above you or below you, so nobody wants to give you anything to hit, so you just start swinging out of the strike zone because otherwise you won't get to play? You know, I mean, there's a lot of ways we can play both sides. I think if Robert went to the right spot, I think somebody could get a player that could still become a star. But he would have to buy in. Like, you'd have to put his locker next to Jose Ramirez, and you'd have to tell Jose Ramirez it's his job to make him a star and make him work with you and make him play the game the way you play the game. you know, I think the potential's there. Now the question is, can you trade for him? Sure. You have pieces that in your farm system that have the value that could land them. The question is, will ownership pay the freight for his salary? So it's complicated.
I guess I would ask both of you guys this because you guys are both with The Athletic and you guys are both, you know, insiders. But I want to ask Jim this first and then I'll ask Jason. Is a type of move for Robert the type of thing that they would go to Jose first and ask him about? Because, I mean, we're talking about moving prospects, so I'm sure Jose doesn't mind that. Is that something that Jose would sign off on or something they would give him power to sign off on or absolutely not?
I would absolutely go to Jose before I traded for Lewis Robert. And I'll just give you examples when I was the GM. When I made the move to get Benito Santiago, I checked with Barry Larkin and a couple other stars in my clubhouse. I did the same thing when I brought in Tony Fernandez. I think it's extremely important when you have someone where there's conflicting opinions on, you want your star player to buy in or not buy in, whatever the case might be. So I wouldn't want to make that. If I was Chris Anthony and Mike Chernoff, I don't want to make that trade unless Jose Ramirez is encouraging me to make that trade, which if I'm Jose Ramirez, I'm going to encourage him because I need that upside of what Robert could bring to the table potentially.
It feels like Castellanos leaving Detroit all over again to me. I don't know if you see that correlation or not. He did pretty well once he got out of a pretty bad losing situation. But I also wonder, just within trading within the division, I don't think it's that big of a deal because the White Sox aren't going to contend. Robert will be gone from Cleveland before the White Sox are ready to contend. But just the fact that it's an intra-division trade, do you think that would play a role at all?
Absolutely not, just because of how far the White Sox are from rebuilding. And if you're the Guardians, you know, you're not going to let that stand in the way when you're sitting there in what's going to be a very close pennant race, probably all the way to the final game of the season. You know, you got 9 clubs within 2 games of the playoffs with those wild card spots. So it's going to be a grind. I think any chance you can make a move to get better, you do it. And so, you know, whether it's Robert or whether it's Jesus Sanchez or Kyle Stowers or, you know, whatever corner outfielder you can sit there and get, I just think you got to find a way to add some juice here.
Find him on Twitter. He's on MLB Network Radio. He's a Major League Baseball analyst for CBS Sports. Of course, The Athletic, Jim Bowden. Find him on Twitter again, Jim Bowden, GM. Jim, thank you very much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Jim Bowden on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Since we go after Robert, that'd be nice. It'd be a hell of an investment and a hell of a risk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.